Hello there, Dr. Alan Hinberg here with you, and this is the Psychology Report. You know, today we live in a world of stress, to be sure. Everywhere around us, within our homes, within our businesses, our offices, within our community, within our churches, within our clubs and organizations, and wherever we are, we live in a world of stress. Stress comes to us, we create stress, we have to deal with stress, we have to cope with stress, and some of us do it well. Some of us don't do it very well at all. So we have to decide what we are going to do and how we're going to handle the stresses in our life. Now, first of all, let's divide into two kinds of stresses. There are stresses that you can deal with. You can cope with it, or you can change it. You can confront the stress. You can confront the source of stress. You can confront where it's coming from, who it is that's your stressor, and you can do something about it. You can talk about it, you can negotiate a deal, you can make arrangements, you can compromise, you can come to different forms of settlement so that the stress is reduced. There are stresses that are kind of resistant. People will not cooperate. And sometimes you then have to decide if you're going to live with it and how you're going to live with it. Some situations you don't have to live with. You can move out and just go on your own way. Quit the job and go somewhere else. Don't go to that church. Go to a different church. Don't go to that club. Go to a different club. Don't go to that AA meeting. Go to a different AA meeting. Or whatever it might be. You can make changes. You can deal with it. You can't change the stress. You tried. Okay. Didn't work. So now you have to decide how you can move away from the stress so that you don't have to deal with it directly, or I don't have to deal with it as much. Get somebody to intercede. Get somebody to speak for you. Get somebody to go with you in certain situations. So you can kind of cope with it effectively. But, you know, thirdly, there are stresses you just can't do anything about. You know, they are just there. And divorce is not an option. But you got to live with the person. You know, you have children. They create stress. You can't get rid of them. You can't send them to grandma's always. So you have to kind of cope with it. You have a physical stress, kind of a disease or a disorder of some type. You can't get rid of it. It's not going to, it's chronic. So you have to somehow deal with it and learn to deal with it and learn to cope with it and do the best you can. There are a lot of those kind of situations that are just, I'll call them chronic stresses, and we have to kind of figure out ways in which we can get through the day, get through the week as effectively as we possibly can and as easily as we possibly can. Now, there are hundreds of ways to cope with stress. There's no one way that everybody must use to cope with a particular stressor. Everybody has their own. You got to find your own. You have to find the ways that you cope best when it works for you. Because what works for you doesn't work for somebody else. So when you look at stress and you're coping with a chronic, long-term stress that you just cannot change, you're in it, and you have to live with it, and you have to deal with it, then what can you do? Well, I'm going to give you a long list. I'm going to give you a long list. Take some notes if you want. Kind of listen in the sense of what works for you, what sounds that it fits you in your situation. And if that's the case, here's a couple ideas that you can try and see if you can get them to work for you, okay? First of all, you have to see your problems as a challenge. Not as insurmountable or as self-defeating, but as a challenge. A challenge you're going to someday, you know, deal with. And you have to be faithful. You have to just stay with it and deal with it on an ongoing basis. Be flexible. Don't procrastinate. Make sure you celebrate life when you can, and whatever aspects of life you can enjoy and celebrate, do that. Set limits. Decide what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. Decide how far you're going to go and what you're not going to engage in. Express your feelings. Have a friend. Have somebody you can talk to, but express your feelings. Maybe they can't help you, but they can listen. But don't wear them out either. That's the other thing you have to be careful of. Simplify your life. If you have to deal with stress, that means you have a lot to deal with. So don't take on new stresses and other stresses and complex life patterns, because you have to deal with your own. Go out to lunch periodically. Find somebody to go out to lunch with. Maybe it's better to just go out by yourself. So you just have moments by yourself and that you can reflect and regain some strength. And play with a pet. Find, have a pet. Maybe you should have a pet. Maybe you should get somebody to be your pet as a dog or a cat or something like that that you can talk to and just have as a person that, or as a animal that will give you a little bit of support. Soak in the tub periodically. Wear comfortable clothing. Delegate the work. Don't do everything. Delegate what you can. Figure out what you can delegate and make sure you do that. Sometimes you have to daydream. Just kind of what life could be, should be, where you'd like it to be. Enjoy your daydream for a few moments. It's a way of escaping, but it's a way of kind of keeping hope. Take a vacation. Take a break. Get away for periodically. Maybe for a day, for half a day, maybe for a weekend, for a long weekend. Make sure somebody comes by and deals with the issues that you are dealing with, and you go take a break. You go take a vacation. Join a group. There's all kinds of groups that you can join. Churches have groups. Clubs have groups. All kinds of groups that you can participate in. And you find support. You find encouragement. You find like-minded people in groups like that. So do that. We'll get a massage. Make sure your neck and your shoulders are rubbed periodically and kind of relax your body. See? Try to make somebody smile. Smile yourself. Take 10 breaths. You know, when you take a deep breath, you got to have a deep breath. That is, you take it in, you hold it momentarily, and then you let it out slowly by the count of 5. So your exhalation should be always slow. You take a deep breath in, hold it, and then in the count of 5, let it out slowly. Do that 10 times, and do that several times a day. Learn to say no. Set some limits. You can turn down people. People aren't going to die just because you say no to them for something. Read a good book. That diverts your attention and gets you into a different world periodically. Write in a journal. Write a daily journal. Write all the events that have happened in a day, or the experience you've had, or the thoughts you've had, or the problems that have come to you, or frustrations that you've gone through in the day. Write a journal. Take a yoga class, perhaps. Okay? Look at a magazine. Take magazines that are enjoyable to you, or that would get you into a different world, or take you away from your stressors. Sometimes just travel magazines are good to look at, just in the sense of keeping that hope that maybe someday you can do that. Make sure you get plenty of sleep. Be around positive people. Seek out positive people. You have people in your life that are positive, that are favorable, and seem to just have a positive attitude. Be around them. Not that they are going to change your world necessarily, but at least while you're with them, you get a sense of positivism. So make sure you do that. Think positively. Try to think of things that are hopeful and positive and are pleasing and are pleasant and are reflective of what your life has been in the past and what you'd like life to be in the future. Take a power nap. A power nap is good. A power nap is 1 hour. Don't go sleeping 2 and 3 hours. That's depression sleeping in the middle of the day. But maybe a power nap in the middle of the day just gives you that strength to get through the rest of the day. Do that. Take a walk. Maybe a 15-minute walk, a 10-minute walk is good for you. That varies your routine, but also gets you out, gets you in the fresh air, and gets you out away from that stress, and just kind of cope with it by making sure you do that. Get a massage. Ask for help sometimes. You can ask people to help you, whether it be neighbors or friends or whomever. Sometimes it's just a matter of asking for help. Then you have to put an ad in the paper for a certain kind of help that you might need. Take regular breaks. Listen to something that's very smooth music. If you will. Music that relaxes you. You know, we all have certain kind of music that we use for relaxation. We have certain music we use for arousal, and we have certain music that we use just to kind of help us dream and get away. But select music that relaxes you and gives you a sense of calm and a sense of peace. So there's a lot of ways to relax. You can be creative and find your own ways to relax, but use a series of exercises and activities and ways in which you can address a problem, the ways that you can cope with a problem you can't change, but also the ways that you can deal with problems that you might be able to change a little bit. Even part of it you can change. But don't give up. You're not alone. Lots of people go through stressors in their life, and you know, they have to just make sure that you can have that kind of an experience on a day-to-day basis. So enjoy your life, but don't let stresses destroy you. Don't let stresses take your life away from you. Don't let stresses just kind of break up your day in such a way that it's a defeated or unpleasant or an unproductive day. Make sure in every day you have something productive, you have something successful, you have something you've achieved, you have something that you've accomplished, something that you've done that you can reflect on at the end of the day as a sign of success or achievement or pleasure or kind of an opportunity to build on, you know, for the future. This has been the Psychology Report with Dr. Alan Hedberg. I have a number of books that might be of help to you on this topic, by the way. So go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com, booksbyhedberg.com. There's a book on achieving and maintaining a healthy lifestyle in a world of stress. And that's a whole book just devoted to this issue of how you can change stresses in your life, how you can change circumstances in your life, how you can change health patterns in your life, unhealthy patterns in your life, so that stress can be coped with in an effective way and dealt with, and you can go on and be successful. So I recommend that book to you. It's a good one for Christmas gift, and it's a good one for you to buy for yourself as a Christmas gift, if you will. Booksbyhedberg.com. Nice to be with you, and we'll see you again. Yeah. Bye for now.